This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Well, the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida. I just got done doing a church over there in Wilton Manor. That's around the Fort Lauderdale area with Dr. Jerry Newcomb. Did his church, and then we're going to be doing a homeschooling event with up to 20,000 students on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So with that said, we're out there doing the stuff, as we say in the ministry here. And as well, friends, Luke 19:10 commands it, and that's what we are doing. We are considered friends, not slaves or servants, friends, but we are considered friends of the Lord when we do that which we're obligated to do out of love because we're thankful. Now, with that said, friends, I also want to let you know that we are set up on Comrax out in Florida here. If you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. As usual, we have much to cover. And before we get to that, for those that have not heard the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just that simple. And it's true. We follow the Christ here. What we're going to be talking about is the Muslim invasion is not something that you're going to be able to run from. America, listen to me carefully. The Muslim invasion that's taking place today in America, it's not something that you're going to be able to run from. And as I've said for years, friends, the Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. And when you begin to look at the judgments of God, it comes in stages. And we'll get to that in just a couple minutes in Leviticus 26. But before we do so, I want to show you the consequence of throwing off the stop signs, the warning signs, throwing off the commandments, friends, in so many different ways. This was back in June of 1997. Listen carefully. It's a great parable, great metaphor, great analogy. Three friends in their early 20s were sentenced to 15 years in prison. Let me say that again. There's consequence to violating God's law. There's consequence in departing wickedly from the living God. Three friends in their early 20s were sentenced to 15 years in prison today for removing a stop sign as a prank and causing the deaths of three teenagers who drove into the path of an 8-ton truck in February of 1996. I understand your parents love you as much as these parents loved their children. There are no winners in this case, said Judge Bob Mitchum of Hillsborough County and County Circuit Court. When he told the young woman and the two young men who were convicted last month of manslaughter. So they took it lightly. They didn't think it was going to be a big deal to remove signs, friends. Signs that would have saved people's lives. This ministry is aimed at just doing that. Making reference to the prophet of prophets. Making reference to the law and the prophets. The stop signs, the warning signs. These three teenage victims, all 18, were killed after a night of bowling when they were broadsided as they drove through an intersection. The stop sign was found on the roadside near the accident. And turning to the sobbing families of those killed, Judge Mitchum said, "My heart breaks for you." Although a pre-sentence recommendation called for up to 50 years in prison, the judge, who is known for his harsh sentences, amen, because he's a good judge, decided to give the defendants far less. He said, "I don't believe for 1 minute that you or the other two defendants pulled these signs up with the intent of causing the death of anyone." Judge Mitchum told one defendant, Christopher Cole, 20. He then sentenced Mr. Cole to 30 years for removing the stop signs, suspending half of the sentence, so he had to do 15 years, and did the same for his two co-defendants, Nissa Bali, 21, and Thomas Miller, 20. Friends, in 1962, the American people allowed the Supreme Court to remove the signs without consequence. But there's been a consequence to the nation and the up-and-coming generations for 6 to 7 decades now. There is no consequence concerning those in government that decided to remove the signs that has destroyed the lives and the souls of men that have been and are today for decades. Going back, the three could be eligible for parole after nearly 13 years. All three cried and repeatedly wiped their eyes with tissues while standing before the judge in orange jail jumpsuits, their hands cuffed. Their families and friends stood behind them, and the families of the victims across the courtroom. They stole 19 signs. They removed 19 signs, and they thought it was funny. They thought it was just a gag. They didn't think there was going to be any consequence to the removal of the stop signs. But what happened? Three teenagers that committed the crime of removing the signs, it cost the lives of three innocent people because one individual didn't see a sign that was supposed to be posted there and broadsided the three that have been killed. Did you know that criminal arrest of teens is up to 150% according to the U.S. Bureau of Census? Teen suicides in ages 15 to 19 years are up to 450% according to the National Center of Health Services. Illegal drug activity is up 6,000%, and you can thank DARE for these statistics as well, friends, as MEDA in Minnesota. These are anti-drug programs that are actually teaching the young people how to commit the crimes. Child abuse cases are up 2,300% according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Divorce is up 350% according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. And SAT scores fell 10% even though the SAT questions have been revamped to be easier to answer. As a matter of fact, violent crimes has risen 350%. National morality figures have plummeted, and teen pregnancy escalated dramatically after prayer and the Bible were illegally removed from the schools. Isn't that interesting? There's consequence to those that do the same thing that they have been taught. And again, when you read Luke 7:35, it says that wisdom is justified by our children. And when I look at the responsible party for teaching these young people thinking that it's just a joke to violate law, how come there's never been any consequence to them? Oh, friends, let me tell you something. There is. There is a consequence to all for every jot and tittle, violating and transgressing the commandments of God and the law of God at every given step. Well, let me ask you a question. What happens when a people refuse to pay attention to the judgments of God? Well, I'm going to be talking about the Muslim invasion. It's not something that you're going to be able to run from. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Sons of Liberty, have with you your truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also give us a call at any time if you'd like to, 1-866-582-9933. Again, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida. Just got done preaching at Jerry Newcomb's church, Dr. Jerry Newcomb's church, a very smart individual, so I feel honored when he asks for us to come speak to his congregation, and we did just that. Makes you feel pretty special, let me tell you. I say this with a smile on my face. We will be doing a homeschooling event up to 20,000 students on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well, and I believe it's right outside of Kissimmee, Florida as well. I also want to let you know, too, by the way, I just forgot this. You want to check out Twitter account, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account, and or if you want to go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook as well. I also wanted to let you know something, friends. For those that did not know, outside of the fact that we have Facebook and Twitter and Google and big tech companies subverting the Constitution, in other words, they're trying to censor lawful speech, and they're trying to advocate for unlawful speech according to the U.S. Constitution. This is how you overthrow a system, by the way. But we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. We're going to work with governments to eliminate hate speech. Okay, you need to understand, friends, first and foremost, concerning the very topic in which I'm highlighting, this is government working along with big tech companies, fascist companies across the United States of America, allied with evil, attempting to shut down their opposition. And if you look at legislation today, friends, what Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are doing is exactly what they're trying to push through on the American people today, and censoring free speech. How dare you speak out against sodomy? How dare you speak out against the Muslims? How dare you speak out against pedophilia? How dare you speak out against abortion? How dare you speak the truth, friends? You are living in the times, friends, or to speak the truth, and the time of deception is a revolutionary act. Well, friends, I want to tell you this first and foremost. The revolution has begun, and it's begun long ago. It's time for you to get in the game to understand. It's time now for you to speak out. Facebook, Twitter, Google, big tech companies must be lawfully held accountable for their violation and the suppression of free speech. And this is why they're hand in glove, friends, advocating even the disarmament of the American people, because once you lose the Second Amendment, you no longer have the others. And this is what they're working to eliminate, friends. So either Facebook and big tech companies are going to be lawfully held accountable and there's going to be consequence for their violations, or you are just going to forfeit your rights, because that's exactly what this comes down to. This is all on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Facebook CEO. We're going to work with, let me say it this way, corrupt politicians to eliminate hate speech. Hate speech, friends, is what they deem to be hate speech. And again, keep in mind, it counters the Word of God and it counters the U.S. Constitution. It also shows you their criminal activity, friends. Read Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. Now, again, if you want to check us out online, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, or you can jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, or go to Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, Sons of Liberty Media YouTube, and you can find several hundred videos, friends, bringing about the resolve to America's issues if you're willing to be the strength of that Constitution. Matter of fact, it was Thomas A. Edison that said, the strength of the Constitution lies within the will of the people to defend it. Okay? If you love your country because you're thankful for what your veterans did for you in the natural, read 2 Corinthians 5:15, John 3:16, then you're going to stand up and you're going to fight for your posterity. But if you could care less, friends, you're just going to hand it over to those that mean to subvert it. But for those that do love in a positive, like Abraham Lincoln, we need to understand that we the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. Not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. So, friends, this is what it comes to. It comes to what we're willing to do in the preservation of our country. Okay? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, well, then show everybody else how much you love your country by dealing with those that mean to pervert it. It's that simple. It really, truly is. Now, back to the topic. The Muslim invasion is not something that you're going to be able to run from. We're in it today, friends. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. So if you want to just keep kicking the can down the road and turning your shoulder and shutting your ears off and your eyes off from the things that matter, which, by the way, what I'm highlighting today does take precedent. As a matter of fact, I sent out a text this morning to several people, not several, 25 people, okay, leaders across the country. And one of them said to him, I'll get to this when I get more time. Okay? And I said to him, well, this takes precedent concerning what you have to do. This is more important than those other things that you have to do. Put those down and take on that which takes precedent. That's what this message is about today. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, it says, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, and to multiply you, which he has, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Friends, let me say it again. God bless America. I still see these signs all over the country. The bottom line is God has blessed America. Now it's time for Americans to bless God and actually obey him. I just shared with you during the first segment the true story of three young people who thought it would be funny to cover up a stop sign on a four-way stop just to see what could happen. Well, soon enough, they found out, just like the American people are today. Because what happened is one driver drove straight through and broadsided into a car carrying three other teenagers who were coming home from a night of bowling. They were instantly killed. Well, this is what's happening to our country, because the American people are avoiding, not only are they avoiding the stop signs, but they're helping take them down with the help of corrupt politicians and corrupt judges. It's that simple. Okay? Now, the avoidable consequence concerning the analogy, the metaphor, the parable that I gave to you during the first segment was, if the law would have been obeyed, three teenagers would still be alive, and 15 years of a prison sentence for three different teenagers that thought it was cute to pull down the stop signs, wouldn't it have to have been served? Okay? And the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. Well, what happens if you just let it go? You lower the law. You dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt. It falls to the judgments of God. Did you know that King David used to lay and set the judgments of God before him that he might not offend? Now the American people have been so accustomed to living their own way and taking the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh that they show no regard for magnifying the very law that Jesus came in to magnify. Remember, Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Read Romans 3:31. Read Romans 15:8. Also take the time so I can directly give you the quote in Jesus himself saying this as it was prophesied both in the Old Testament and a fulfillment and fulfilling in the New Testament. In Isaiah 42, verse 21, Psalm 40, verse 8, in Hebrews 10, verse 16. Read them when you get a moment, friends, so you understand that I'm staying to the Word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, as we continuously allow the Holy Ghost to manifest the counsels. Now, I ask, how many times have I made, in great specificity, in making reference to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, and showing what happens to a nation that wickedly departs from the living God? They don't want the stop signs. Take them down. We're good with it. My people would have it so, the Lord said, in a time of judgment through the prophet that was attempting to warn those people that had eyes but they didn't see and they had ears but they didn't hear. Folks, the fruit of disobedience that Americans have made now hangs on America's branches. Read Deuteronomy 30:19, Matthew 7:16. Folks, it's just flowing. It's just bubbling out of me today. The Holy Ghost is quickening right now and bringing all these scriptures to remembrance. Now we have all of these judgments before us, friends. They're all within view. How long and how much longer do you think you're going to be able to kick the can down the road concerning the road that doesn't exist anymore? There's nothing to kick the can down any longer, America. It's in your front yard. Or should I say it's coming to your front yard. Today, in America's backyard, okay, let's put it into perspective, and tomorrow will be in your front yard. Because we hear of these pockets of these Muslims that are colonizing. And then once they begin to colonize and they get enough numbers, they begin to pick their own Muslim Sharia-compliant leaders, and then they illegally put them into office because the American people believe, for some reason, because they've been desensitized and dumbed down to believe that anybody can take office in this country, swearing in on the Quran, which is subversive and antithetical to American government. And then what happens? Well, then you fall to judgment. Well, America, I'm here to tell you that it's in your backyard. And if you continuously ignore it and remain apathetic.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A domestic disturbance leads to a shooting of three police officers in Auburn, Alabama, late yesterday. A police spokesman says,
three officers were injured, one of them fatally. Two were serious, but both of them will be expected to recover.
Now, late word is a suspect is in custody after killing that one cop and injuring the two others. As Grady Wayne Wilkes was captured this morning, the shooting took place as police were responding to a domestic disturbance, but Wilkes showed up dressed in camouflage and body armor when he shot those officers. Democratic Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill if it reaches his desk. Lawmakers close to passing the heartbeat bill to restrict abortions after about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Again to the Sons of Liberty friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida. Again, we've been doing some ministering out here, which is great. Dr. Jerry Newcomb's church, he is the former assistant to that of D. James Kennedy, did their school, high school and middle school, a couple months ago, and they had asked us to come back out and do their Salt and Light meeting, which we were more than happy to do so. With that said, when Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we'll be doing a homeschool event in Kissimmee, Florida as well, and they're expecting up to 20,000 students, so we're just looking for the opportunities and making the most of them. And when they come up, friends, we're there almost without fail. If you'd like to, by the way, have us come into your local communities, you can give us a call at any time. Leave a message, 1-866-233-0747. We're about 3 months out right now. If it's an in-and-out situation, maybe we can make it work. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And with that said, hopefully we can come shake and rattle and roll your community, but you're going to have to help us do the legwork in doing just that. But let me tell you what, the rewards are unfailing. Spiritually speaking, let me get back to this. We're talking about the Muslim invasion is not something that you're able to run from. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another. You can go ahead and ignore all the warnings all you want to, friends. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that we have a defector from Russia. There's a video available, and he had said that, you know, the first thing you do to destroy a country is you demoralize them and you continuously break them down. The same thing that you're seeing happen in America today. And he said, you can go ahead and warn them all you want. And he said, the people won't listen. This defector from Russia said, the people won't listen. He said, they won't listen until the boot falls. America, if I was standing let's say, on top of a mountain, and there's a road that has a cliff, and the road just ends. It's not safe. And I told you, listen, if you keep driving down that road, I want to tell you something. The road has given way. You're going to go over the end of the cliff, and you're going to crash at the bottom to your own destruction. Would that be foolish for the person that's going to continuously drive down that road, that's on that road right now, to just go ahead and ignore the warnings? Or would it be wisdom on his part to listen to the person that's trying to warn him so that he might not destroy himself? But this is what happens when you're in a position like me, friends. I continuously tell people exactly what the word says and what's coming down the road and telling them, listen, judgment cometh, judgment cometh. And the American people ignore it because they don't want to hear it, because they don't want their personal selfish lives to be interrupted. That's the problem. And yet Jesus, and they call themselves Christians, and yet Jesus, we have here saying, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul, right? Yet we have Jesus here saying, what is it for a man to try to save his own life? He said that he who loses his life for my sake will find it, but he who tries to find it and try to save it, he's going to lose it. I mean, the Lord's already told us everything that we need to know, and it's a walk of faith, and we walk by faith, not by sight. And we need to take the word for what it says, because if we don't take it for what it says, friends, we're going to get ourselves in trouble. And I'm talking about what's going on in America today. Can this be diverted? Absolutely. There's no question about it. If the people in this country are willing to be the strength of the Constitution in dealing with the corrupt politicians and dealing with the CIA-controlled media. You know, I was at church on Saturday afternoon, forgive me, at Dr. Jerry Newcomb's church. And I said to him, I said, how does this make any sense? You again have 325.7 million people in this country. Let me say it again. You have 325.7 million people in this country that are allowing less than 1.7% of the population to destroy what we have today. Do the math. How does that work? It works from a whole lot of people in this country that talk about their Christianity and their patriotism and how much they love God and how much they love their country. You know, these are the same people that even say, you know what, these colors don't run. That is until it comes into their own yards or their own on their own turf in their own country, their own cities, their own backyards, and then they actually have to stand up and fight for it. You know, so many people, I want to say this because it's true. So many people talk about how they're willing to die for their country. I want to say this again. There's so many people out there today that talk about how they're so willing to die for their country. You know what you never hear? You never hear, and I mean never, the word never is etched in stone in my mind, friends. You never hear the people talk about how much they're willing to live for their country. You always hear them talk about how they're willing to die. They're willing to sacrifice themselves for it. You know, which brings me to 1 Corinthians 13. You know, they're willing to give everything, friends. They're willing to sacrifice, but they're not willing to obey. You know, the Bible says it's better to obey than to sacrifice. Are you one of them people? Because I want to tell you what, there's too many of those people out there that are willing to die for their country. And I want to tell you this too, friends. Those that talk about how they're willing to die, if they're not willing to live for their country, rest assured they're not willing to die for it neither. Because the dying is in the spending, let me tell you. First-hand experience. Are you one of those people that are willing to live for your country? Because if you are, you're a repairer of the breach. You're those that have hope. You're an overcomer. You're more than a conqueror. You have hope that the Lord's not going to destroy, but you know that he has to destroy the wicked. Because you would be unjust to say that he, Lord, show us mercy, show us mercy. No, friends. We're not on the Lord's side when we begin to sit back and watch a country and a new administration advocate for the murder of the innocent into the equivalency of 60 million babies and ask the Lord to show us and these people that are advocating the murder of the babies in the womb for more mercy? You have it completely backwards, friends, if that's your mindset. That's not mercy. That's stupidity. You're at war with God. You need to find yourself on the Lord's side in that situation and say, Lord, it wouldn't be a mercy to those babies that are being murdered, that have been made a prey into the hands of those that are making blood money off of their sacrifice. It wouldn't be a mercy, Lord, for you to continually allow this country to go the direction that it's going. You must judge this nation. I would ask that you would have mercy upon the righteous that are actually standing against those wicked men and wicked women that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. That's the mercy we want. That's the mercy we're looking for. And we're doing all that we can do and leaving the results up to God. And if we go unto judgment, then we go unto judgment. That's just how it has to go. That's just how it has to be. Do you want more babies murdered? Nope. Do you want more innocent people being the victims of crimes of corrupt people? Nope, neither do I. Lord, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Teach the inhabitants of the world righteousness by bringing your public judgments upon the heads of the wicked. And the wicked are those that know to do, but they do it not. That's what I want. King David prayed the same thing. Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law, at least concerning that of men. But rest assured, in the Spirit, the law is perpetual. It is always at work, regardless if man listens to it or not. And therein lies the blessings and cursings of a nation right there. Either we're going to meet him on his terms, then we receive his mercy in enforcing his laws and keeping his judgments and establishing righteousness and peace in the gate, Isaiah 51:4, or we don't. But I'll tell you where the love is concerning the things towards God and man. It's in the doing. And I'm talking about in the doing. Faith without works is dead. But I'll show you my faith by my works, friends. And I'll show you my love, which worketh, my faith, which worketh by love unto good works for the preservation of this country and the people on this planet. Let me ask you a question. How do you show mercy? I'm just curious. How do you show mercy to a people who refuse to correct themselves? I'm just curious. What is it that one needs to understand before awakening to the danger which is now in America? I mean, Scripture is clear. And Jonah 2:4, listen carefully. It doesn't get any clearer than this, friends. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. Did you hear me? Those that forsake their own mercies, folks, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. You forsake your own mercies by leaving off God's judgments and the keeping of his commandments. Now, I know that there are many in this country that have been duped by what's going on concerning this brand new administration. But I want you to listen carefully, friends, as to what Dave Rizzoletti wrote. He's a contributor for the Sons of Liberty Media. He said, ever since Donald Trump was running for president, there's been a mass movement dubbed the Resistance. The perception is that what you call the left vehemently hates him and is doing everything they can do to unseat him from the presidency. This includes staging a fake Russian collusion story. Friends, did I not tell you this the very first day that this came out, that it's nothing but diversion? David goes on. The talking heads on the radio like Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh cannot stop talking about how much the left hates him. In fact, it is all they talk about. There's only one problem. None of it makes any sense because so much of what Trump does advances the leftist agenda or supports their narrative. Exactly. You're under attack like you've never been under attack under Barack Hussein Obama, friends. He did it as your opposition. Now it's happening as someone that's in the White House playing that he's actually your advocate. If nobody can do it, Donald can. Well, Donald is doing it, but he's not doing what he promised. I'm going to go over to another contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning the Muslim invasion into America. The Lord's going to get your attention one way or another, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of Orlando, Florida, doing the stuff, as we say. We're going to be doing a homeschooling event Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's supposed to be up to 20,000 students there, so we're looking for opportunity, and we're making the most of it, friends. Understand that when dictatorships are put into place, they always go to the younger generations to overthrow the older generations. And this has been in play in this country since the 60s, friends, and it's time that we get together and network ourselves in a righteous sense, one nation under God, to put an end to the delusion going on in this country. And we're talking about the Muslim invasion. It's not something that you're able to run from. And I'm going to say this too, friends. There's no more road to kick the can down, okay? We're seeing the invasion take place in the state of Minnesota. They're colonizing in little towns all over the place. They're doing this all across the country. We just found out that Donald Trump is flying these illegals from the southern border as well, friends, all over the country. They're being allured into the United States of America, the opposite of what you're being told. Okay, this is how you deceive the people. You put a guy in play, just like Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver him up. Well, he's been delivered up, but he's not doing what he said he was going to do. He's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. And if it's not true, friends, then I want to tell you, call me at any time to confront me with the facts. I'm giving you the fruits of this administration. But I want you to show me where I err. 1-866-582 9933. Been waiting for a phone call for going on 17 years now. Still haven't heard one. Don't know what's going on. Well, people, when you figure out on this radio program, we're not giving you our opinion. We're just showing you the Word of God, the Constitution, and we're also showing you the fruit of what we're exposing. And we're giving you the answers at the end of the day. 90% law, 10% grace, friends. I say to those that are still deceived by what's going on in this country, listen, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. We have a contributor, David Rezzoletti, at the Sons of Liberty Media, just talking about how the illusion is, friends, that Donald Trump is under attack. How many times have I exposed this? And now 2 years later, people are beginning to wake up to it. Why does it have to take you a year, 2 years, to finally see what's actually happening? And then he talked about the talking heads on the radio, Levin and Limbaugh. Folks, I mean, my gosh. I mean, folks say, oh, Bradley, you're just trying to dim Rush Limbaugh's light and make yours brighter. Are you kidding me, friends? That's not what I'm doing. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's an immoral man. How many times has the guy been married and divorced? I mean, furthermore, he takes on a sodomite named Elton John, who's married to another man and has an adopted child with his husband. He Rush Limbaugh brings him into his home for his, what, third wedding and has him play at his wedding and gives him, what, $1 million, $2 million? Whoa! Well, Bradley, I like what Rush says. Yeah, you know what? I bet you do, and that's the problem. This is why your backs are up against the wall. This is why you're painted into a corner, because they are. You need to understand something, America. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. And you need to understand it's the conservatives of the day that are spoon-feeding you, friends, what the CIA-controlled media gives to them. They're the ones speaking the talking points of the left and the right, and the Republicans and the Democrats. These are the ones that are feeding you the stories because they believe what they're being told through deceptive measures. And they're throwing it out on you, friends, as if it's true when it's not true. David said concerning the Sons of Liberty Media, the contributor, friends, he's not under attack. He's the one attacking. Do you not see this? David said there's one problem. None of it makes any sense that Donald Trump is under attack. He said none of it makes any sense because so much of what Trump does advances the very agenda of those that he claims to be under attack by. He's the one supporting their narrative, friends. They just tried to pass a bill just a couple days ago, friends. The Equality Act, which guts religious liberty in this country. Christian, it's an attack on Christianity, friends. And it gives free rein to the LGBT to continuously attack anybody at will. That's what this is about. At the same time, Pete Buttigieg meets with Donald Trump. And what does Donald Trump say? At the same exact time, friends, there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned. When are you gonna wake up, America? The same time, what did he say? I have no problem with another man that's married to another man running for the presidency of the United States of America. What's the impression? Like, he's okay with that. And to all of his followers, and I said Donald Trump followers, friends, what do they do? Well, Donald knows better than we do. So they just go along with it. Now, I need to get over to the other contributor over at Sons of Liberty Media, Chuck Baldwin. He writes that Donald Trump emphatically promised to build a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border, which Mexico would pay for. He said, this one promise I'm glad he hasn't kept. I'm all for stopping illegal immigration. He said, but I don't like border walls. He said, I agree with what Ron Paul said. The same walls that ostensibly are used to keep people out can also be used to keep people in. Exactly. Plus, unless the United States is prepared to put up military snipers and machine gunners on and around the walls like Israel does, they don't work. Exactly. No, as a matter of fact, friends, they're being allured to come into the United States of America. So far as they're being allured into the United States of America by the churches, and Donald Trump is taking your tax dollars and allocating to take these illegals crossing into the borders and flying them into little pockets of the United States of America. Is that not perfect judgment? Yes, it is. they'll be made the head and you'll be made the tail. Your country, friends, is being literally handed off to those foreigners. Mark the word of the Lord. Mark the word of God. To a T. To a T. Alipac documents show how Trump hasn't reduced legal immigration levels like he said he would. Instead, he has raised them. That Trump promised to stop illegal caravans, but instead he has allowed them to enter in, said Chuck Baldwin, into the United States of America, and has even supplied transportation for many of these illegals at taxpayer expense, of course. That Trump promised to end Obama's DACA amnesty, but he has not ended DACA. That he promised to oppose amnesty for illegals, but he and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, have cut a deal with what you call the Democrats to actually increase the number of illegals receiving amnesty. That Donald Trump promised to end birthright citizenship, but hasn't done it. That he promised to end sanctuary cities, which are, folks, U.S. Code 8, 1324, harboring illegals. It's a felony, friends. That Trump promised to end the catch and release of illegals, but not only has he not ended the practice, he has increased the practice. America, listen to the long-haired punk from Minnesota. Okay, who's holding to the word of God. And show yourself some mercy and your kids some mercy by keeping his commandments and dealing with this brand new administration, first and foremost, who's doing the opposite of what he said he would do. What is it that you don't understand? If I go to an orange tree, it's going to bear oranges. If I go to an apple tree, it's going to bear what? Apples. Okay? There's many of you out there that believe that what Donald Trump says is true, but the fruit doesn't line up. Therein lies your problem, Matthew 5:16. William Ginn, Alipac president, said, Trump's border wall promise remains 90% broken because a wall will not work as long as Border Patrol catches and releases illegals and escorts them into the United States of America. They're not deterring illegals, friends. They're alluring illegals into the United States of America. Ginn goes on to say, as you can see from these 10 painful facts about Rita's article, President Donald J. Trump is conducting the largest fraud ever committed upon the American public. We thought we were electing another President Dwight D. Eisenhower, but we got another George W. Bush because Trump's immigration policies and legislative agenda are very similar to the Bush administration, of course, because the agenda goes forward because the people refuse to hear the word of the Lord. It's that simple. And I know many of you out there have been hearing, you know, the word of the Lord and all these perverted false prophets. But I'm telling you what is written in the word of God, friends. And it stands contrary to what's going on in this country. And the judgments of God are raining upon a disobedient people that idolize Donald Trump more than they hold to the law that God gave. And that's why they're in trouble. They're being enslaved little by little by little by little by little. We need all Americans to come to terms with these betrayals and begin to organize rapidly to defend against these policies and the new legislative amnesty pushing the push coming from the White House. Friends, the bottom line is what I'm talking about today is your country. We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory, and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.